This is a new test to make sure that our show is running very smoothly.
Yes, very. It almost requires us to make it 100% right.
We're gonna have to edit this first. So let's do this. Let's introduce ourselves. Show yourself in the future. Okay, ready. Hello, welcome to the Collision Shack. My name is Elijah Martin. Fuck. Hello, welcome to the Collision Shack. With me, I have Travis Flesher.
Oh shit! Hold on, redo it again.
Hello and welcome to the Collision Shack. With me, I have Travis Flesher.
And with me, I have Elijah Martin. Oh.
Okay, let's do so to make sure. Actually, hold on. Wait, yet. Hold on. Yes. I've just been given the word by our producer.
We are live.
Carmelio. He fucking is a rabbit lover. Yes. So he just gave us. Wait, hold on one more. I just need to make sure. I need a second check.
Yep.
Yes, we're gonna. He just told us we're gonna need to do the mouth check to make sure everything, all of our operations are running smoothly. Can you please join? This is the mouth check.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Travis, you invented the mouth check. Yeah. Remember, you said it's the best. It's the newest advancement.
It's how
technology innovation.
It's how fast you did it was. It's like you're a bug. That's disgusting.
It's the newest technology in technology synchronization. All you need to do is have one microphone. And one $13 billion studio that you own. Million, I meant to say. Billion, that's not too bad.
All right, yep. Our Cornelio is yeah. Well, it was mine. Now it's not.
I need to loosen up my goblet.
Okay. Ew. Oh my god, it sounds like God, no. That's disgusting.
Wait.
Okay, now Elijah's just choking. Oh shit.
Okay, so as I say, this is the
Did you even introduce the show or yeah, just each other?
I said this is the Collision Jack.
And with me. Okay, yeah.
So this is the Derision.
The Derision Jack.
Crack.
The Derision Jack. It's the new it's the leading provider in audio jack equipment.
An audio jack equipment. Come down to the shack, Jack. Is what?
And don't you come back, please come back. No more.
Hello and welcome to our ASMR experience. My name is Elijah Martin.
Hello, today. Jelly gummy. Rad, I gummy. Jelly belly, rat, I gummy.
That's fucking weird.
Hello. I got the hello perfect.
Oh, like, wait, okay. I completely forgot about that. What is that guy called?
It's a run for the cube. Run
fucking, I had to show you someone, cube. Actually, that Matthew showed me recently.
Here, maybe I can move this closer for you. Here, is this, is that more comfortable?
Jelly belly rat, pet rat gummy candy. He goes, jelly belly, and what is he fucking?
Jelly belly gummy, or jelly belly rat-eye gummy.
Why rat eye?
It's just he does. That's what he does. I don't know. It's just what he did in the video.
Have you heard of You Suck at Cooking?
I Suck at Cooking?
Yeah, have you heard of him?
No.
He's so good.
Wait, is he good at cooking?
Yeah, he actually
he's really
kind of. Not really, but yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Anyway, so this is our show.
I like how it says new episode every Tuesday, but we're live streaming on a Saturday afternoon. I didn't really think about that.
Excuse me. So,
normally don't burp into the microphone, Elijah.
So, welcome to our show, The Collision Shack.
Yep.
Every Tuesday, every episode, we review a new technique for metalwork that is said by experts to be one of the leading ways to do whatever particular thing. Usually we cover one theme in a month to 2 month span of best techniques to do this. And then we review each one, give it a rating. You know, our rating system, how many shacks does it get?
Yeah. And then if it gets
one out of 7.5 shacks,
and if it gets 10 out of 10, it's a Collision Shack.
It's seven. It goes to 7.5 only.
Oh.
But we're not allowed to give half halves.
Yeah.
So we can never. No one can get a perfect score.
Yeah, unfortunately.
As you know, that's our rating system that we've established over a long 6-year career in podcasting.
Yeah, 6-year. Yeah.
So we decided to try something new today. We just wanted to do a would you rather. Because, listen, here's the thing. Obviously, we're great metal workers, okay? Everyone knows that about us because we've been doing this podcast for so long. But we we're humorists. We dabble. Listen, here's the thing about us. We dabble in the humor sometimes. We like to have a good laugh every once in a while. You know, maybe every 1 to 2 months. So we thought maybe on a monthly basis we do one would you rather question, and then we'll see where that takes us. If it's a good bit.
Yeah, and if it isn't a good bit, since it's live. Who cares, right? I mean, because we can't fix that. Oh my God!
So bad.
You want to mess it up?
Okay, so let's hit us up with a would you rather.
Okay, so as you said that we were doing would you rathers, I realized I had no would you rathers. So here's my first would you rather. Hello. Okay, would you rather eat a television or shit a television?
See, that's good. That is a genuinely good one.
I mean,
it doesn't have to be.
It has a theme, obviously.
People think would you rather have to be like very involved or really, really, really
like
bad
would you rather be in the prohibition of?
Would you rather have your dick chopped off and fed to orphans, and then have your stomach ripped open and have to have a dildo inserted instead of your heart, or would you rather jump off of a one-foot drop into a pool of acid with acid piranhas in there to eat you. Like, it doesn't have to be so fucking. That one is it's clean, it's short.
It's nice,
and it's just, would you rather eat a TV or would you rather shit a TV?
Right, yeah. So
now, here's the thing. I think both would kill you. So.
How did the TV get inside of you? Did it grow inside of you, or did it, like, materialize inside of you?
I think it materializes.
Oh, shit.
So it's just. And then you immediately tried to, like, it's in your large colon.
Okay.
It's in your fuck. What's the part at the very end of large colon? Is that
the large colon?
The large colon. The large intestine. The colon.
Yeah.
What's the part at the end? Is that
the anus?
Is that the anus?
The anus.
Is that what the anus is?
Yeah.
Like, that's where it goes. It spawns right there, and you're immediately trying to shit it out, and you would die instantly.
Your hips would separate.
Fucking bones would break, dude. It'd break your fucking femurs, and all your hip joints and bones and shit would break instantly, and
hey,
you'd fall over
but
and
Elijah,
die.
But Elijah, think about it. Think about it, Elijah. Once you share the TV, guess what you have now that you didn't before? You would have a fucking TV.
An anal disease.
Well, why is it when we thought of this, and I know we're both thinking this kind of TV, we're thinking of the big box TVs, right?
Yeah.
But we're not thinking of flat screens here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
And
that,
how big?
I was thinking of a box TV.
It's like a box TV, roughly 20 inches, right?
Yeah. I was actually thinking of my old box TV. We used to have like an old shitty box TV that's basically... If we played 8-player split screen on our current TV, one of the 8 players would be how big my old TV was.
Right.
The whole screen.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my point. Like, I don't know why we thought. Why is it
weird.
That we thought?
That is weird.
Maybe
because
it's the most boxy. I don't know. That's what. What would you rather do, though? I mean, but when you.
But you'd have to eat the glass and all the metal. And
yeah,
shit.
But you can eat it individually. But technically, you'd be shitting a TV anyways because you'd be digesting it. So.
Except that when you eat glass, you'll die.
Not necessarily. Not if you eat it in powder form.
If you eat a whole TV's worth, and if we're talking about a box TV, that's thick ass glass.
Okay, just grind it up, man. It doesn't say how you have to eat it, bro.
You smoke it, like put it, like you said.
Fucking smoking
it.
Glass.
Grind it, dude. Dude, I'm smoking that dank glass.
Oh, dude, fucking A, man.
I'm smoking that fucking sweet glass. That's cool because it almost sounds like grass.
Okay, would you shed a TV if the TV grew in you for 9 months?
Would it kill me? Let's just assume that both things wouldn't kill you.
Okay.
You would just have to endure everything else that happens.
Okay. Everything that happens to you happens to you. But at the end, as soon as the TV leaves your anus, you are fixed. Like, you still have the pain and, like, memory of shitting a TV. It's just that your bones aren't broken and your asshole is an asshole, I guess. Not prolapsed like it would be. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Would you do it? Would you shit a TV or would you eat the TV? Come on, you got to answer, man. This is a doozy, bro.
Yeah, I'd eat it.
You'd eat the TV? I think...
If it wouldn't kill me, I'd eat the TV.
Okay, you can't control that. I mean, if you eat the solid shards of glass, it's going to kill you. But so you just got to be think smarter. You could dissolve it in water first. Dissolve it in
as
water.
As long as the molecules, as long as the atoms of the TV are getting
inside. Yeah, as long as you, like, you materialize it. Okay. So you'd rather eat the TV. I don't know. I've taken some big shits in my life, Elijah. So, I mean, like, it's basically
Elijah,
shitting
a
TV.
Elijah, let me level with you.
I've taken some pretty fucking big shits in my life. So, I mean, I would shit the
One
TV as long.
I was at school. This is like last year. And I was at, So I was at school and I was in orchestra.
Orchestra.
And then I'm like, excuse me, can I go to the restroom? And let me just preface this. I did go home after this poop. And that's no fucking joke. This is the third period of the day.
Oh,
okay?
Shit.
And I go in there, dude. apparently this is something that happens every once in a while to everyone, but I'd never felt this before.
Once
after I was done, how do I explain it? It's like, so I had to push so hard. It took so much out of me that I felt lightheaded on the toilet. I felt lightheaded and I felt tired as fuck. And I felt like a tired because I was exhausted from working so hard. Like a fundamental tight, like not enough oxygen. Like I was lightheaded. Like I was lightheaded as fuck. And I felt like
you
falling
were
over
weak
and dying.
Arm spaghetti.
I was weak. I was fucking weak, dude. I was
legs
weak,
arm spaghetti.
I wanted to pick up my phone. My phone was in my hand, but it was like down to my side because I just slooped over and I wanted to pick up and text my mom. But I couldn't.
Yeah, so you're like, hey Siri, it's
no,
like, bloop.
No, I was down here.
Mom,
I mean,
text
I could,
mom.
But it was so much. I my head slinked down. I looked at my phone. And I just like looked at it. And I was like, oh my god, it was so much. And the poop wasn't even that big. It was something with the poop. I don't know what it was because it wasn't even probably not even my biggest poop. Okay, it was pretty big. It was bigger than average, but not my biggest.
Bigger than anything you've ever experienced ever.
I mean, really, really fucking, it was bad.
So did you go home?
Yeah, I called my mom and went the fuck home. I was done with that
like,
day.
Did you,
I was sick,
was it
too.
Blood?
The thing is, no,
was
there wasn't any blood either. That's the thing. Like, it
how,
wasn't even
how,
that huge
what was
of a
the
deal.
Diameter of the
it
shit?
It wasn't that big.
The
it
radius?
Was big, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't like, fuck, it wasn't like, I felt like when I was putting it out that I was shitting out a TV. Yeah. That's what I felt like.
That's.
Like, it felt like my fucking asshole was being ripped apart. Like, someone stuck four fingers, two from each hand, into my asshole and ripped apart. Like, that's what it felt like. And then I looked in the toilet. It was like a pebble.
Oh, my God. That means you have cancer. I looked it up on WebMD. It's right here. It says, massive shit, but actually really small, ? And it gives a little picture of, like, a rat. Poop right here.
Tiny poop knock you the fuck out.
Cancer.
Cancer.
I actually clicked on it. Cancer is as the astrological sign. It's a little bit misleading.
Oh, that is a bit misleading.
Are you a Cancer?
It's funny that they account astrology into their medical
diagnosis.
That makes me think they might not be as reliable as they want to be, want to be considered. So how do I get the most loyalty out of a hired gun?
So like
Reddit user. Hold on,
okay.
Reddit user. Reddit user cock_thunderch, thunderch. I don't know if that's
okay.
There's no space.
All
right. Reddit user cockthunderch asks, "How do I get the most loyalty out of a hired gun?" No.
No. No description.
No additional details.
Okay. I'll tell you how to get the most loyalty. Okay, you got to take him to the bathroom, and then just say you got to go to the bathroom, and then he's like, "No." He's like, "All right, cool. I just want to make sure you don't have to go pee."
So he's hiring someone to kill someone else, but he. But he knows how hard he's already in the like he doesn't have to he knows how hired gun works. If that other guy pays them, hey, I'll pay you double to actually kill the dude who hired you. You know he's gonna take. He doesn't have any loyalty to that guy. He's looking for the biggest number, right?
Right.
So
right,
here's
right.
What you do. You say you're in an airplane, right?
Mm-hmm. In an airplane.
In an airplane. Like, now there's three people in front of you. There's three people in front of you, right? Okay, and they all have bags over their head, and you open the airplane door. It's like a private jet, okay? And you say. Okay, I have three hired guns here. Now I'm gonna pick two of you, I'm going to shoot you and throw you out of a plane. And then take the other two, who don't actually exist, shoot off a gun, then throw them out of the plane. And then you go, now you, I'm gonna do it to you too, unless you work for me and you don't betray me. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to go, I have a question. Why would you shoot a man before throwing him out of a plane? And then it's actually Batman, and that's Bane.
Oh, shit.
And you weren't looking for a hired gun. You're actually
looking for Bane.
You're asking him questions. And then he goes, what if I take, and then you say, what if I take off that mask? And he goes, it'll be very painful. And then you go, and then what you say is you go, you're a big guy. And he goes, for you. And then you die.
And then the Bane takes off his mask and he goes, hello. It's like his mask was actually suppressing his true desire. Hello. You gotta get that voice crack in there.
It's fucking weird, dude. I hated that video when you were showing it to me.
It was the best video ever.
I wonder, could that be ASMR?
That is ASMR.
I mean, it is, right?
Yeah, that's why he does it. It's like a form of ASMR.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Listen, I don't know if I've ever experienced ASMR because I've never tried, but I feel like, I mean,
it's like anal. You gotta try it at least once.
ASMR is not inherently sexual, but it is, but it's not.
Right.
People think it is because what triggers most people ASMR, people's ASMR is like the soft dunking like this. But that's not for everyone, right?
Right. The ASMR for
or
me.
Sound, or this like the like, sounds like is like, what, like crinkling. Do we have a water bottle in here?
Okay, we get it. Oh my god, my dog is like fucking death staring you right now. Oh.
Good girl.
All right, now she's gonna chew on it the whole time.
Good.
No.
That's gonna trigger so much ASMR.
Oh my god, dude.
But a lot of people have different auditory. Can you
take it from her.
Come here.
Did you just call my dog a faggot?
Yes.
She's fluid. She's fluid sexual.
Gender fluid.
She is not a binary
code.
Code. She's offended. She's triggered.
Triggered. Okay. So here's the thing. I wrote a rap. Okay.
Okay. What the fuck? Okay. I want to hear this.
Okay. So I wrote a rap song. It goes just like this. Can you lay down a beat? I grab some oil. I take out my dick. Put the oil on. Make it feel real slick. Now I'm walking outside of my door. When I look down the street, I see a fucking whore. That's it. That's all I've written.
Oh, okay.
So
I mean, the foundation is there.
No, it's definitely the foundation there. So that's all I've written so far. This is the love story between a Nazi in 1943 in Auschwitz, a Nazi officer and a Jewish inmate.
Wow, yeah.
Love story between the two is what that.
But it also about. It also
fictional,
relates,
but it's about like, it also, like what if that happened.
But it also relates further down the line the Civil Rights Act of 1964, all very familiar with.
The thing is, it's about that story, but it's not because it's a fictional story. It's really the song. I really wanted to convey the message like anything can happen. Love is real, even in that trying time where Nazi soldier is being forced against his will to serve under Hitler's reign.
Right.
And the Jewish.
It's truly a love story. I've seen your outline.
It's about. It's about the human condition more than anything.
And when you say this is going to be released in the Broadway shows?
Yeah, I am writing the play for this song to go in. I'm calling it the Nazi Experiment.
The Nazi Experiment.
The Nazi Experiment. I'm calling it Nazi ex-Jew, a true love.
Nazi ex machina.
Do you have another fucking would you rather like question for
what the fuck? I'm sure I do. I'm sure. I don't.
Stall. That was like your actual real response that you were like, no. And then you were like, wait, fuck, I have to have one. I can't not have one.
Oh, it's weird because I have one right here.
Oh.
Really? Oh, I got to find it, though. It's in front of me. I just got to look at it.
Okay. While you're – hold on.
My eyes are really slow.
While you're looking for that real quick because he is looking for one, I'm going to write the third and fourth verse to my rap.
Right. Okay. What is – What is it? Are you gonna write it right now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Right. I think I found it, Elijah. This one's a little. This one's pretty good. I've seen better. Here you go, Elijah. Do you know what an orgasm feels like? This is a requirement for this. Would you rather?
Okay, so
it is a trick question.
I want you to cover your ears.
Okay, now that she's covering her ears.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Now you can uncover your ears, Mom. No, I've never. I don't know what that is.
Okay, yeah. So,
wait, sorry. Did you say an organism?
Yeah. Have you ever organism before?
I am an organism. Yes.
Have you just like we're like I'm an organism right now.
I'm gonna pre.
Okay. Would you rather, Elijah? Pay attention to me. Look in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes, Elijah. Would you rather organism every time you pee? So you just blow it as you're blowing it, or get $50 every time you fart? What? What would you rather do? But the $50, it's like a large check and it's a ceremony.
Okay. Is a doctor handing it to you?
No. So after you fart, like if you fart in classroom, the fucking door goes. You won $50.
$50
for farting right now.
No, he doesn't have to say it. Everyone fucking looks at you. God damn it! You fart, and then like it's like one of those farts where it's like five or six farts in one. So like six people show up, fucking separate 100 like checks. Oh my god.
So okay, would you rather orgasm every time you pee or get $50? Every time you fart, but it's like with a giant check, and they always break down the door.
Sorry, you know what? This guy was—he thinks orgasming every time you pee is a good thing.
Yeah, see.
I guess it is.
Not how many times do you pee?
That's
Elijah?
Bad. No, but you're not like there's no semen involved. It's just like the good feeling.
Nope. It's okay. He did say organism.
He didn't say organism.
He didn't say ejaculate. Necessarily.
It's just a good feeling. No, I think that's what he meant. So maybe that because how I felt at first, I'm like, oh god, you have to fucking. Calm every fucking time you pee. That sucks, dude.
Yeah, no, that's what I was like. That's why I looked at it. I was like, that's a dumb fucking question.
Yeah, oh, okay. So it is actually so $50 every time you fart.
It's a whole ceremony every time you fart.
Okay, no, if we're just taking the base question,
we're not because the base question is a piece of shit.
$50 or I orgasm every time. $50 every time.
Okay.
But if it's like.
But like, if you farted right now,
okay,
that door would
but it's every
bust
time,
open.
Every time you pee, you have to like finish, like semen and everything.
Yeah, so it's just like it's pee and then all of a sudden semen, then it's pee again.
at a random moment, it could be at the end, could it be at the beginning?
No, it's just like you don't know when it's going
to
come.
Exactly, so you have to like be ready to like.
Yes.
And then, or you have to, every time you fart, like, they throw a fucking parade, and you can't leave, and it lasts, like, 10 minutes, so you're like, oh, shit, I'm late for work.
And then they take pictures, there's press there.
So yeah. You're leaving for work, and you're late, and you have to fart, you're like, no, please, please, well, let me get to my office first.
What if you fart while you pee?
That is just a very real possibility, I guess.
Breaks down the fucking door. Congratulations! Fuck!
Oh my god. Here's the thing.
And it's a guy with that weird long microphone. Like, he holds it at the bottom, but it's like a foot long.
Yeah. And it has like the tiny. Yeah.
And then he has like a top hat.
Hello!
And he has like two like girls in bikinis holding the check. Like, that just says $50 written really crudely on it. But it's like, you can cash it.
And then one time, it also diagnosed you with syphilis. You want to lay down another beat?
All right.
So I'm going to continue the story now. I walked up to the bitch, and I asked her how much. She looked over at me and said, hello, sir, have you registered to vote yet?
You sound like every fucking person on my campus. Oh, my God, dude.
Why? What do you mean?
Holy, oh, my God. So I go to UNLV. College of,
that's the United.
The United Nations of Las Vegas.
The United Lovers.
Choral Union.
Vanville Association.
Yes.
UNLVA.
UNLVA, yeah. It's actually University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Huh? It's because it's vibrating through the...
Oh, true.
Yeah. No, it's vibrating through the stand for the microphone. See? Yeah, okay, stop.
That's cool, actually.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so they have this... Stop! they have this free speech area, because technically it's a public campus, and therefore anyone, like, you can do whatever you want. You can have petitions. So people go there, and then they're like, every fucking 5 feet, they're like, have you registered to vote for the Democratic Party? I'm like, I'm Republican. Oh, fuck off. I'm not. Well, I mean, like they just constantly hound you. And then that was kind of funny, because that's exactly what they do. And was that a good picture? Elijah took a picture of me, and I feel really self-conscious. It's pretty good. All right, good. What was I saying? I mean, it could have been better. The lighting is a little one-sided. Well,
yeah, the lighting's fucked, because that's actually what you look like, though, to me.
Oh, you. Hello.
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 Hello. Today.
Today.
We are going to review the Jelly Belly Ratai Gummy. No one used that. Okay, so I don't know how long we've been recording. Okay, it's only been 26 minutes. Feels like way longer.
Are you kidding me right now, dude?
It feels like...
I'm gonna fucking kill myself. Please say it's longer.
Okay, do you have another...
I do have another question, though.
Another question. We got another... I really want to turn on my light. You want
to... I'm gonna turn on my light. Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks. Thanks. That'd be great if you could do that for me.
Oh, God, it's so bright now. It's bright in here now. Elijah, I feel like we should, like, all right, today we're going to listen to Mumford & Sons at Life is Beautiful iHeartRadio combination.
Dude, Life is Beautiful
we're going to give tickets away at 11 o'clock. We're going to get the Texas secret word. The secret word is pineapples at 107.5.
Pineapples. Pineapples like to fit.
No, it's actually, no, it's a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Oh, looks like someone submitted their first text message, but it's spelled wrong. Sorry, Jimmy. Jimmy, you're a fucking retard. There's an O instead of an E. Fuck. All right, but we're going to give a Life is Beautiful and iHeartRadio tickets away at 11. Please tune in. I'm DJ Travis, Flesh Off the Beat. Here we go. And then he fades into some shitty fucking rebellion song.
Okay. It's fucking. Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything and all at once?
Oh, I thought it was at all. But,
Oh, I said, did I say at all once? It's all at once. What the fuck? Why at did all I say once. That? All at once. I did the harmonies. So.
Okay, yeah.
The psychologists say I have a problem with my metal hygiene.
Metal?
WTF is metal hygienes, and how do I only get one instead of a pair? Answer me. The real?
Metal
the underscore real underscore Agnos asks, I managed to punch her in the face before I got tasered away. I just wanted to read that because I saw it. I don't actually think we can ever actually answer that question.
Wait. Metal hygienes. But what's the...
Metal hygienes are illegal.
Metal hygienes.
It's like mental hygiene.
Like physical hygiene?
I don't know what the fuck.
Like mental? Like you gotta like cleanse your brain? God, that's so like, I don't like that sound.
My wife told me that she's been getting, quote unquote, getting off her phone more and is encouraging me to, quote unquote, get off mine in bed as well. How do I deal with her betrayal and infidelity?
What?
Mr. Happy Oz. What? Mr. Happy Oz asks, and then in the additional details he says, unrelated, what's the best way to give my phone an orgasm?
What?
You tickle its...
You tickle its aux cord, but unfortunately they fucking took it out on the iPhone 7. I'm so fucking angry. Below in the description, in the description there's a link to my video where I rant. Stop it.
I can't stop. Wait, what was the song I made it for Prime Reviews?
It probably was good.
It was. Remember how it was like actually really good and we were like, wow, because it's time for Prime Reviews.
Is
that it?
I don't know. Fucking. My name's...
Prime Reviews.
My name's Justin McElroy.
My views are skewed because when I was a baby, they told me I was abused. Then I got nude. It's very lewd and very rude. It's Prime Reviews. Okay, I wish I had come up with something better. So what are we reviewing this time, Travis?
We're actually going to review a foam ball that goes on top of a microphone. Just because I had it open. let's see what the one star has to say.
Let's see what the one now the one star is like the 99% of the Amazon.
Okay, first of all, this guy has a Yeti microphone, and for those who don't know what a Yeti microphone is, it looks like a penis.
It looks like a giant penis. It's used as a penis sometimes. Actually, yeah, probably.
It's to capture the ASMR sounds. It's okay. Stop, Elijah. It's not that. Okay.
Is that someone? Okay, here's the thing. Everything is someone's ASMR, right? How about this? That's probably a lot of people's ASMR. How about this one? How about this one?
Okay, stop. Okay.
Someone just came in their pants, dude.
Someone came in their pants. Okay. So Zach on July 17, 2015 has said it doesn't function properly.
What's his name?
Zach.
Okay.
Okay. It doesn't function properly. Wind is still picked up by the microphone, and popping sounds from people like from things like people, poor, impossible. People, poor, people, impossible.
Poor and possible.
Okay.
Possible.
Okay.
Poor and possible.
You pay $3 for literally nothing. Zach, that is a very good review. It's been verified.
Except, are you okay, dude? Oh, you want that $3 back? You fucking asshole.
Yep. He did get the color black, so that might be where he went.
Probably where he's going wrong, because black deflects light.
It deflects light.
And everyone knows that light is what stops sound.
Right. No. No. Like actually, enemies. Black absorbs all light and reflects no light.
I meant black reflects heat, and as we know, heat is the enemy of sound.
Yeah, the enemy is the enemy of the sound.
I mean, heat is the non-enemy of sound. Right. Heat is the friend of sound.
So, it's like, hey, sound, you could just come on in, and then
come on in and have a little seat.
So that's where you went wrong.
You always got to get the hot pink ones. Hot pink.
All right. Yep.
Okay, now from now on, okay, starting after I'm done with this sentence, we have to speak in all soft consonants. Like this.
Hello, how is it going?
Hello, my name is Elijah.
Hello, my name is Elijah. With me,
I have Dravis Pleasure.
And with me, I am just speaking like
Elijah Martin.
It's
like T's go to D's, S's go to Z's, K's go to like S's.
Warning! This can cause K's cancer. Go to G's. That's a good intro. Let's see what this guy has to say.
Warning!
I received it. Hold on, I need to reposition my microphone.
This again, guys.
I received this, and I'm very disappointed of what I found. The warning level on the label says prop 65 warning.
Can we restart? Wait, do your warning thing. Again?
Warning.
Now you have to do the review.
Warning. This can cause cancer, etc. I received this and I'm very disappointed in what I found. The warning label on the bag says Prop 65 warning. The product contains chemicals known as such as cancer or birth defects or other reproductive harm. I feel like they should have like a warning clearly stated on where I can see it, but when I bought it, I did not see it. Yo, I'm not going to use it as something that is clearly dangerous to my health, yo, and my health and my family members who sing on this microphone on a regular basis. If I had no, I would have never bought this, and I had never bought two of them.
And I'm gonna fuck your bitch, yeah. But
run.
Run.
Oh my god, ow. Oh, dude, you probably broke it. You probably broke the microphone.
I mean, it's pretty accurate how it is, though.
But, like, what sucks
the fucking good song.
What sucks is that I don't have a good stereo system in my car. So, like, when it plays on the radio, it's just like. Like that's what that's what the guitar sounds like.
It sounds really good in my truck.
It's like,
it's a fucking good song. The whole song. I am a human being, capable of doing terrible things.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful things.
Terrible things.
It's beautiful.
There's lightning striking all over the world. There's lightning striking all over the world. Lightning striking all over the world, do this lightning striking all over the world.
It's a little bit ironic. My grandma was a cancer, and she died by a giant crab. You remember It's the guy who does what? Stop. It's the guy who does the stand up called what? What is his name?
Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham. Okay, yeah. So it's like Bo. It's like,
oh my god. Oh my god.
So no, it's like my mom or my grandma was a cancer, and it's ironic because she died by a giant crab. It's so fucking stupid.
His stand-up is so all over the place. It's good. It's funny, but it's like...
It's just like... It's you can clearly see where the joke starts and the joke ends, and it's okay. You know?
Not really, though.
Kind of.
Because the joke never ends with him. Because he's so fucking funny. Bo Burnham, on Netflix now. Two of his stand-ups.
Actually, I think another one came out.
Yeah, Make Happy. We already watched it. Yeah, fun.
I thought...
I think what was probably better, but what? Make Happy was really funny, too.
I like his stand-up when he does, like, the two personality things. Where it's just like...
Yeah, left brain and right brain.
I am the left brain. I am logical left brain.
That's it. Wow. Yeah.
You basically I am the right brain pussy. Fuck, I'm a pussy boobs. Fucking.
You're a fucking pussy. Okay. Do you have a would you rather for us? Even though we didn't really do a question.
kind of looked at him.
How do I prove the earth is flat?
Okay, that's
Reddit
a whole.
Reddit user Aloise.
Is that a real question?
Today in recess, I got beat up because I argued that the earth is flat. Now I have three broken tooths and a busted toe. I am going to get my ass kicked tomorrow if I don't come in with some concrete evidence. Please help.
Please help. Just concrete take a evidence. Picture of the earth and say, see, do you see a rounded edge?
Just show them a map. This is a Reddit user, not Bryce Goalie 30, answers. He says, just show them a map. A map is flat, so the earth is flat.
Okay, I gotta
tell people to walk to the corner of the earth. By the time they find out you're wrong, they'll be miles away.
I got a would you rather question. It's all right, it's okay. It's actually it's more curious for me. Would you rather have unlimited pizza, or would you rather have unlimited cheeseburgers for life? Pizza or cheeseburgers for
this
life?
This is a shitty one. Skip.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I gotta find another one.
I'll entertain the okay. Fucking customers. While we, oh wait. Okay. Oh, I have a fourth verse to my rap. Ready? Goes a little something like this. You have to lay down the beat.
But I'm looking for a question.
Just lay down a beat while you're looking. Okay. If you're gonna do a shitty beat, okay. I'm gonna do a shitty rap. Go ahead. I like to see sometimes boobies, and then some other times I like to see vaginas, and sometimes I like to see butt cheeks, and I like all of them when they're on women or separately. And that's how.
Dude, here's
and that's how famous rapper and podcaster Elijah Martin was convicted of his 75 murders.
Of his 75th child rape scandal.
Okay. Well.
Alrighty. Would you? Okay, I lost it. Okay.
What did you do?
Okay. Would you rather? This one's a thinker.
It's
a thinker. Would you rather always know how or always know why? Wow. Like, dude, how's that clock working? Fucking, you know it. You're like fucking gears, right? And then if it's like, but why?
But why is that clock working?
Okay.
Nah.
Okay. Just do the whole fucking thing. So would you rather know how or why? Dude, why is the earth round?
Why?
Like why something is happening or how it's happening?
I want to always know why.
Right? Like is there a motive?
Why did he say that to me? And now I know. How did he say that to me? Cuz you almost always know how.
Mm-hmm.
Why is always a bigger question.
Stop things. Messing with that. You can hear it.
Wait. Sometimes I like to eat some cheese. Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Call desert. Okay, so you'd rather know why? I think I would know why. I mean, knowing how is that means like how is this problem solved? Fucking, I know. Like, fucking, I'm in math right now, and I don't know shit.
I guess, but that's easier to figure. I think how is always easier to figure out anyway than why.
How is okay. Why is there other planets? Boom, you know why. Because God was not
but
there.
But think about it. How is there other planets?
Dude, that's fucking crazy. Okay.
I get
Elijah, we've been recording for this about 45 minutes. I can't believe you just said that. Would you like to wrap up?
I not only would like to wrap up,
but you're going to wrap up.
That's it. I would not only like to wrap up, because I want you to wrap up with me.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's do this rap together. Let's wrap it up.
Hey, let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. So what am I saying? Well, let's go back and forth.
Why don't you just lay down a beat?
No, I'm just talking.
But how are we gonna do this without a beat?
Okay. my beat is gonna be the ASMR.
I don't like that. Okay. So we're gonna thank you for listening.
Thank you to the Reddit users and Reddit submitters, yo.
And you know you gotta give a shout out to my boy Dave Shumka and his band. That's great. My ankles.
You could also follow us on Twitter at Collision really Shag, yo. Travis at Travis Flesher and Elijah at Eliza Joseph M.
That's Joseph with an M, motherfuckers. Don't get it wrong.
Right.
TravisFlesher.com/CollisionShag. Oh, fuck. I could have rhymed that.
Collision
Shack. Don't get it wrong. That's right. You got to go to TravisFlesher.com/CollisionShack. It's the only way you'll get there. And if you search us up on YouTube, you can see that too.
Yo. And if you want to listen to us live, we sometimes do that. So if you want to
turn on
notifications.
We sometimes do that too.
Yeah, dude. It's like, that's what we're doing now. So we don't have to edit it anymore, because editing is fucking stupid. I'm just not going to.
Yeah, that's right. You know that we do that too. Right now we use Reddit, but we want to use you.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Okay. We got this. But if you're having a problem, shoot us an email detailing your woes.
And then we'll email you back and call you a hoe. No, we won't.
We'll probably
answer it on the show. We won't really need you.
So please share the podcast sampler with people. That's the
Hold
only
on,
way
you
we
didn't
grow.
Give out the email address. It's collisionshack@gmail.com.
That's .com. Gmail.com. It's not Cagress. But yeah, so we share the sampler.
You had to get to the. Please share the sampler for. Please share the podcast sampler for the show. It's the only motherfucking way that we grow.
Oh, run.
Run. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, I'm sure that's good enough.
Shake my head.
Okay.
Shake my head.
Okay.
Shake my head. Will this confuse people?
No.
It's confused.
Okay, I turned it off because I didn't want you to fuck it up. All right. Thank you, Elijah.